Climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in studio right now is Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce CEO Paul Baker, and we are going to talk about the hot topics of the day, those water cooler chat stories that have everybody shaking their head right now, because there's a lot of stuff that is kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, there sure is. I my mind right now is just a bit mushy, I think, with the amount of things that we've had to deal with over the last, you know, 4 to 6 weeks have just come at us at all different types of angles, and the messaging that we've been sort of getting as well has been interesting too. So you think, okay, we've got a lot of politics going on here. We've just had local elections as well. We've got obviously the presidential debates. We've got stuff happening out in Israel and Palestine. And we've got obviously the Ukraine war going on. Then we've got local economic and national economic issues to deal with. So there's a lot. There's a tremendous amount of stuff going on right now that is very alarming, concerning for anyone, you know, who's aware of what's going on.
No doubt about that. And life has really taken a turn since that Hamas terror attack, and it's exposed some deep divides.
Yeah.
There's a story, Paul, that caught my eye today, and it's all about some flag outrage. There is a small town in Massachusetts, North Andover, and there's controversy happening right now because they have decided to allow a Palestinian flag to fly. Mm. And so people are saying, wait a minute, no, we don't want to see any of that. Now, the interesting thing is that they had already been at one point allowing an Israel flag, but it's making people uncomfortable. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think there's room for other flags to be flown in cities throughout the country?
Here's a danger in that, I guess. I have lived in the UK where actually in some communities it's actually offensive for people to fly the British flag. And we don't want to have that here. But also, I think, you know, the United States flag actually should be the flag that unites people. And that's the flag for this country. And so, you know, I believe, this is my personal belief, that as someone that's emigrated to this country, that this is now my flag, because I am a part of a community that supports the ideals of what American society and culture should be, which is the right to freedom of speech, the right to sort of, you know, your religion, your belief systems, all of that stuff. But that has to be done in unity, mm-hmm. you know, rather than segregation. And that would be my worry about, you know, creating the opportunity for people to fly all different types of flags. My thought would be, well, what is the gap between the United States flag and why you want to fly something that's completely different, that's actually separate to actual ideals and beliefs here in this country, you know?
I totally agree with you, Paul. That was my thought as I saw this. I think the safe bet is if you just have the standard that we fly the United States of America's flag, mm-hmm. then you're not going to get into these disputes that really become distractions mm-hmm. from the key issues at hand. And in the midst of this battle over what flags should be flown, Representative Max Miller, a Republican out of Ohio, is calling attention to a measure he introduced that would prevent any non-American flags from being displayed in the halls of Congress. This was prompted after Representative Rashida Tlaib was pictured with a Palestinian flag out front. And Representative Miller is saying the halls of Congress belong to America. They should be reserved for flags that embody our great nation. I don't know about you, Paul, but I think that's right on point.
Yeah, I would actually agree with that sentiment. I think, you know, as government officials representing the people that have voted them into that position, that the prominent flag and the only flag flown in our, you know, political buildings and public buildings are either the country's flag or the state's flag. And I think you should, that covers everybody.
It really does. I am right there with you. Another big issue is all this unrest on college campuses. We are seeing and hearing things that are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And people's common sense, it appears, are going right out the window. And now there's this story. Brooke Johnson, she's an associate professor and a sociology department coordinator at Northeastern Illinois University. And believe it or not, she is actually justifying the Hamas terror attack, saying, look, there was 75 years of Israeli white supremacy. So mm-hmm. kind of get over those atrocities. When you hear that, what comes to your mind?
I immediately, so as people, listeners can probably pick up that I have an Irish accent, and I immediately couldn't go to my own personal experience of growing up in a country where there was terrorism happening in the north of Ireland. And that was because of what the terrorists would define as occupation of, you know, English people living on the island of Ireland, right? Now, I am a separate person to the terrorist entity that was the IRA. I, of course, do not support the killing and maiming of innocent people. That is completely wrong and abhorrent, you know. But when you have someone here basically saying they're in support of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, they do not represent the people of Palestine.
Right.
The Palestinian people are separate to Hamas, just like Irish people are separate to the Irish Republican Army. That to me is just nuts. I'm just going to tell you what I straight away, I think that's just absolute bonkers for someone to say that. And that to me just says they are ignorant and don't fully understand the difference between Hamas and the Palestinian people.
Exactly. And here's the thing that gets me, Paul. Hamas has indicated that they are really not for the Palestinian people. The Palestinian people are an excuse for them to act on the hate mm-hmm. that has taken over their hearts.
Yeah.
Because when you use Palestinian people as human shields, that's a key indication that you really don't care mm-hmm. about the Palestinian people. And I'm so shocked at how many people can't make that distinction.
Yeah.
Because Hamas is a terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. And the issue of the Palestinian people, that's separate.
I totally agree. It's just like the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, again, an organization that's using its power and influence to control a group of innocent people who do not have the power or haven't been able to mobilize to sort of, you know, curtail it. And what you have right now is similar to what I experienced, you know, in Ireland growing up, was this terrorist organization existing that was saying they're doing this on behalf of people, you know, in the Republic of Ireland. And I'm just like, well, I never like put my hand up in support of us blowing up, you know, these innocent people, you know, using a car bomb.
Right.
You know, and I personally woke up one morning to our neighbor's car on fire and their house on fire, and it was the IRA who did that. And like, I knew these people, they're lovely people, but they just did it as a way to demonstrate their influence and to create fear. And Hamas uses the same tactics as every other terrorist organization that's out there. It's fear and control over their people and using violence as a tool to keep them, you know, under their control.
We have to get to a quick break, but we'll keep Paul Baker in studio and continue the conversation.